So let us now turn to James chapter 5, verse 12.
咁而家咧，请大家翻到去雅各书五章十二节。
As you can see, we've come to the last section of the letter of James.
咁大家都睇到啦，我哋已经嚟到雅各书嘅最后一段啦。
Very soon, we'll be concluding the study on James and move on to a new series.
咁好快咧，我哋就会结束雅各书，又会开始另一个主题。
Today we shall focus on this one verse, James chapter 5, verse 12.
今日我哋会集中睇一节，就系雅各书五章十二节。
Let me read it to you. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under judgment.
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何誓都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。
Notice this verse starts off with but above all.
请大家留意，节圣经一开始就是讲到最要紧的。
This should immediately tell us that this is in connection with the previous section.
咁即係話咧，呢一節聖經係同之前嘅上文咧係有緊密嘅關係。
And Albert already expounded the previous section of James chapter 5, verses 7 to 11 last time, a few weeks ago.
咁喺幾個禮拜前 ，Albert 咧已經係解釋過五章嘅七至十一節啦。
If you recall, it talks about the importance of having patience and endurance in suffering.
如果大家仲記得嘅話咧，主題係關於喺受苦嘅時候咧，要忍耐堅忍。
Especially because the coming of the Lord is near。
尤其是咧，係因為主嘅再臨係接近啦。
If you quickly review the previous chapters, you'd notice the undercurrents of judgment is interspersed throughout。
如果你好快嘅去複習一下之前嗰幾章嘅話咧，你都會知道咧。審判呢個主題咧係遍佈雅各書嘅。
But let us now focus our attention on chapter 5.
但係現在咧，我哋首先集中睇下第五章。
It starts out by warning the rich people in particular.
第五章嘅第一節一開始咧，就係話要去警告一啲嘅富足嘅人。
To repent and lament for the judgment coming upon them.
就呼籲佢哋咧要哭泣，要號召。因為有苦難嘅日子會臨到佢哋身上
，especially if they do not forsake their selfish wicked path。
尤其是咧，如果佢哋咧唔去放棄自己呢一個自私嘅道路啊。
Verse 3 mentions about the last days。
第三節啊。
出現咗。
係咪第三節？
五章第三節
係講緊來世末世，所以跟住喺末世。
And verse 5, day of slaughter is mentioned.
而第五節咧，又講到宰殺的日子。
All these are language of judgment.
依啲語言啊，都係講到審判，都係審判嘅語言嚟嘅。
Judgment.
審判。
Probably a word that we don't particularly want to hear.
可能呢一個字咧，我哋唔係特別想聽到。
And in the verse which we will be looking at today, the word judgment appears again.
我哋今日要讀嘅經文第十二節咧，審判呢個字又再一次出現喎。
James is giving the reader a serious warning here in verse 12。
雅各咧係警告緊一啲讀者啊，係關於審判嘅。
It ends with the words, so that you may not fall under judgment。
第十二節嘅最尾嗰句就係講到免得你們落在審判之下。
This matter is so serious that James had to emphasize with these words.
呢個主題係咁重要咧，所以雅各咧係要重複嘅去強調。
And he opened this line with saying above all.
佢講要強調嘅時候咧，佢一開始就講到最要緊的。
So has it caught your attention?
咁你睇到呢幾個字有冇捕捉到你嘅注意啊
？Make sure we don't miss out on this.
大家要肯定自己不要錯過了這幾個字。
So now we need to ask, Why does James put such emphasis on this particular issue relating to swearing?
咁而家我哋要問嘅咧，就係點解雅各啊要特別講到起誓呢一回事呢？
Before we go on, let us clarify the meaning of swearing.
嗱，我繼續講之前咧，我先解釋下起誓係咩意思。
In the Chinese translation, it doesn't seem to create such a problem of confusion with the word use.
嗱喺中文聖經嘅翻譯裏邊咧，就冇乜嘢會令到我哋唔清楚嘅。
But in English,The word swear in today's usage can have very different meanings.
但係英文嚟講 swear 呢個字咧，現今嘅人嚟用嘅話咧，係可以有唔同嘅意思。
When James says, "Do not swear,"
當雅各講到話不要起誓
，the word is not used in today's sense of cursing people by heaping rude words on them.
意思咧唔係話講粗口嚇，即英文嘅 swear 咧，現今係用嚟係解釋係講粗口鬧人。
Even though as Christians, we should of course learn to control our tongue.
當然啦，我哋做一個基督徒咧，我哋要控制自己嘅舌頭。
And we would not curse or swear at people, would we?
我哋係唔應該去鬧人啊、咒罵人啊、講粗口啊。
But this is not what James is talking about.
但係雅各喺度講緊嘅起誓咧，即係個 swear 咧，唔係意思唔係講粗口。
He's thinking of swearing in the sense of taking an oath.
呢度嘅意思咧係發誓。
Committing yourself to fulfill a promise.
就係咧，要做咗起咗個落誓言咧，要去遵守。
Unfortunately, even in this sense,
但係好不幸咧，即使咧係係指到發誓咧
，that which was originally a sincere oath to God.
其實咧，發誓咧一開始嚟講咧，個人係對神係一個好真心嘅發一個誓嘅。
And through taking an oath, you show absolute determination and commitment to the point of no turning back.
係發誓，藉住呢個發誓咧，就去表明嚇我係立志要做呢件事，去守呢個承諾，我係唔會翻轉頭嘅。
But this too has become overused or misused nowadays.
但係即使呢個講法咧，現今嚟講都已經俾人用得太多，甚至誤用咗。
You often hear people saying, "I swear."I swear to God.
我哋好多時咧都會聽到有人講嗱，我向神發誓，我發誓。
Simply as an alternative of expressions like trust me, I promise, or I guarantee.
其實咧，只不過係另一種表達方式。其實你係只不過係想講你信我啦，我應承咗你噶，我保證。
For example, people would say, "I swear to God, I'll never do it again."
譬如咧，有啲人話咧就係我向天發誓咧，我唔會再做噶啦。
But more often than not.The person who swears by such words actually don't even fear God in the first place.
但係好多時候咧，有啲人向天發誓、向神發誓咧，佢哋心中其實都唔敬畏神嘅。
So the question is, do such words carry any weight at all?
咁問題就係，當我哋咁樣話向神發誓嘅時候，呢句説話有幾大嘅意義咧
？Having clarified the meaning of swearing as used by James,
咁剛才咧，我喺度搞清楚咗。雅各講到 swear 發誓係咩意思啦
？Let us now compare James' words with Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 5。
咁以下咧，我哋又比較一下雅各嘅説話同主耶穌嘅説話。
Let us turn open to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37。
請大家翻去馬太福音嘅五章33至到37節。
And we'll be spending quite a bit of time on this passage, so you can keep it open。
咁我哋會。解釋呢一段聖經一段時間嘅，請大家咧留喺呢一段聖經嗰度。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 33.
馬太福音五章33節。
Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not make false vows." Notice the Greek word used here simply says to swear falsely. That means to promise and yet not fulfill, or to break your vows.So the ancients were told, "You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord. But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make any oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black.But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no, and anything beyond these is of evil.
33節， 你们又听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可背誓。背誓的希腊原文的意思就是不要起假誓的意思，就是说起了的誓要遵守，所起的誓总要向主谨守。只是我告诉你们，什么誓都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城；又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑变白了。你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
In English, what is translated beyond these is of evil. In the original, it should be the evil one, just as the Chinese rightly translated.
咁啊，中文嘅譯本咧係譯得啱啦。最後嗰幾個字咧係那惡者。
Well, since we are all Chinese here, we don't really share much of the Jewish culture. I don't think any of us would actually swear by Jerusalem or by our head or anything like that, would we?
嗱，我哋咧都係中國人啦。
咁我哋都應該冇乜呢個猶太嘅背景啊、習俗啦，係咪？咁我諗我哋都冇人會指住自己個頭起誓，指住耶路撒冷起誓，指住聖殿起誓㗎，係咪啊？So how does this passage relate to us？
咁既然係咁咧，呢段聖經啊，同我哋有咩關係呢
？But I trust that by now you should be able to make connection between James' words with Jesus' teaching here in the Sermon on the Mount。
咁我哋咧，起碼係要將雅各所講嘅説話同主耶穌嘅説話咧，要連有個發覺有連帶關係啦。
As we've pointed out many times before, James wrote this letter with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in mind.
正如我之前已經講過嘅啦，雅各寫書嘅時候咧，佢腦海裏邊係諗緊主耶穌呢一段説話。
So what we just read is at least the third time in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says.
咁我哋剛才讀嘅聖經咧，就係、是、主耶穌喺登山寶訓嘅時候所講嘅時候咧，佢起碼係第三次係講到有古人有吩咐古人的話。
Yep, he said, "You have heard," and then he quotes part of the Old Testament.
佢主耶穌講到有吩咐古人的話說，跟住咧佢就會引用部分嘅舊約經文。
And this time, he's talking about.Oaths.
咁呢一次咧，佢就講到咧誓言。
Oaths, vows, or covenants are all very common parts of Jewish culture.
喺猶太人嘅文化裏邊咧，誓言、發誓或者立約咧，都係好重要嘅文化之一嚟嘅。
So in the Old Testament, there were various passages that deal with the importance of keeping oaths and vows to God.
在舊約聖經裏面咧，好多處咧，聖經裏面都會講得到，我哋向神起咗嘅誓咧，係必須要遵守。
Have you ever made a vow of oath before God？
大家有冇曾經向神發過誓
？Well, to save you from flipping through the Bible, please listen to me. I'll read up Numbers 30, chapter 30, verse 2。
咁免得為咗節省時間咧，大家唔使翻啦，我就會讀出聖經俾大家聽。
Numbers chapter 30, verse 2.
在民數記30章第二節。
If a man vows a vow to Yahweh, or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth.
人若向 Yahweh 許願或起誓，要約束自己，就不可食言。必要按口中所出的一切话行。
So it's obvious that the passage is saying vows are not to be broken.
咁好明顯啦，聖經咧就係講到咧，我哋起嘅誓咧，我哋要守。
Not only that, actually there are no excuse for delay or procrastination, which young people like to do.
唔單止唔可以食言，仲要咧唔好拖延，唔好耽擱。
As Deuteronomy tells us, if you make a vow to Yahweh your God.You shall not delay fulfilling it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and you will be guilty of sin.
就好似《申命記》23章21節所講，你向Yahweh你的神許願，上還不可遲延，因為Yahweh你的神必定向你追討，你不上還就有罪。
Yeah, just now I read from Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. So we should not delay in fulfilling any vows we've made before God.
所以呢，我哋向神所许咗嘅愿，做出嘅承诺呢，我哋唔可以耽延，唔去偿还。
But now we are faced with another question.
但系现在呢，我哋要面对另一个问题。
How come in the Old Testament, people were instructed, or at least they were allowed to make and keep vows or oaths before Yahweh?
就系点解喺旧约嘅时代啊，嗰时嘅人呢，又准许去向神发誓呢？
But when it comes to Jesus' time,
但是来到耶稣的时代呢,
he seemed to be prohibiting the taking of oaths.
似乎呢, 耶稣是制止着不给人去向神发誓哦。
Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 5, But I say to you, make no oath at all.
因为在马太福音第五章我们刚才读的经文里面呢, 耶稣就讲到你不可起誓。
It sounds like an absolute rejection of taking oaths of any form.
咁似乎咧，即系讲到点，任何一种形式嘅发誓咧，都唔应该有。
So how are we to understand this?
咁究竟我哋点明白
？Is Jesus or James telling us that in order to avoid falling into judgment?
咁啊，雅各同埋主耶稣啊，系咪想讲咧，就系为咗唔好受审判咧
？We simply refrain from taking oaths.
咁我哋避免發誓就得啦。
That's easy enough。
咁如果係咁啊，係咪好容易咧
？I guess most of us don't have the habit of taking oaths anyways or swearing anyways。
我相信我哋好大部分人咧都冇呢個習慣去發誓噶。
But if that's the case, then maybe we can all just start having our lunch and get ready for sports. We don't have to spend an hour listening to this sermon。
嗱，如果聖經係咁簡單就解釋咗咧，咁我哋或者就可以已經。講完啦，就可以咧食晏啦，去玩啦。
But let us think a bit more.
但係咧，讓我哋一齊去思考多一步。
If the above conclusion is to be made,
如果假設我哋剛才嗰個就係結論咧
，that Jesus or James is simply prohibiting swearing.
主耶穌同埋雅各只係想講嚇唔好起誓。
What contradiction or practical problems will this create?
咁樣嘅解法咧，會引起啲乜嘢矛盾咧
？So I'll share with you a few observations.
咁我會同大家分享幾點嘅觀察。
First, as we just saw in the Old Testament, God never once said.
咁我哋剛才咧讀嘅聖經就睇得到咧，喺舊約嘅時代呢
God never once said, "Do not make vows or oaths."
神咧一次都冇講過。叫人咧唔可以起誓。
Instead, he initiated in making oaths to Abraham, for example.
其實咧，相反嘅係佢自己首先咧向，譬如亞伯拉罕咧發誓。
I think all of you are familiar with the story of Abraham.
我諗大家咧都聽過，亦都好熟咧亞伯拉罕嘅故事啦。
If you're interested, you can go home and read chapter 22 in Genesis.
如果你有興趣嘅話咧，翻屋企可以睇下《創世記》嘅22章
，verses 16 to 18，
十六節至十八節。
And in the book of Hebrews, we are explicitly told when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself.
咁而喺希伯來書六章十三節咧，嗰度咧就明明講得到，當初神應許亞伯拉罕嘅時候，因為沒有比自己更大。可以指著起誓的，就指著自己起誓說。
That was from Hebrews 6:13.
剛才讀嘅聖經咧係取自希伯來書六章十三節。
So we see that when it comes to the New Testament,
所以咧睇嚟似乎咧嚟到新約時代
，there are actually examples of not only God but also other men of God swearing and taking oaths。
似乎咧嚟到新約嘅時候咧，唔單止神，仲有一啲屬神嘅人咧都會。發誓嘅。
Can you think of any other examples?
大家仲諗到其他嘅例子啊
？The Apostle Paul.
譬如咧，使徒保羅。
Now, while you keep your fingers on chapter 5 of Matthew, let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
請大家唔好離開馬太福音第五章，現在咧可以翻去哥林多後書一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 17 to 18。
哥林多後書一章十七至十八節。
Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to ordinary human standards? Or in the original Greek, it says according to the flesh. So that with me, there will be yes, yes, and no, no at the same time. Verse 18, as surely as God is faithful, a word to you has not been yes and no.
17节，我有此意，岂是反复不定吗？我所起的意，岂是从情欲起的？叫我忽是忽非吗？我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有是而又非的。
The interesting point about this passage is that it seems very relevant to our passage today.
呢节经文咧对我哋系好有意思，因为咧睇起上嚟咧同我哋今日要讲解嘅圣经有关。
First, in verse 18, you notice the oath formula, so to speak, where Paul is taking an oath by saying, "As surely as God is faithful."
因为第十八节咧，我哋就睇到啦，保罗咧喺度话到，佢指着信神嘅神咧，似乎喺度发誓啦。
But then he also says, "Our word to you has not been yes and no."
跟住咧，佢就讲，我讲嘅说话其实咧，并唔系是而又非嘅。
In them, or in Paul and his companions, like there will only be yes or no, but not yes, yes and no, no at the same time.
对保罗来讲，佢嘅说话咧，是就是，不是就是不是，就唔会话又是跟住又非咁样。
So at least we see that, even the apostle Paul, when there is a need, he is not afraid to take an oath or swear before God to prove his point.
所以保罗呢，如果佢觉得有需要嘅时候呢，佢系唔怕去要发誓嘅。
So secondly, let us see why if we jump to the conclusion that Jesus or James is simply abolishing any oaths.
咁咧，第二点咧就系嚟到第二点咧，我哋继续睇下雅各同埋主耶稣咧，并唔系咁简单，就想讲话唔可以起誓。
Yeah, that would create problems.Some people have actually taken Jesus' words literally and superficially to mean that Christians should not take any oath.
咁有啲人咧睇咗主耶稣嘅说话之后咧，就字面按字面就去睇啦，就好肤浅嘅去了解，以为咧基督徒咧真系唔准发誓。
So even when you are called to take an oath in a court of law, for example, when you are a witness appearing in court.
就譬如咧，如果要上法庭嘅時候，你要作證，你都要發誓噶。
So what should we do? Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm not allowed to take an oath.
咁你要面對一個咁嘅情況，你會點做咧？你唔會話啊，我係基督徒，我唔可以發誓喎。
Or, as you know, for many people, the final step on the journey to becoming a citizen of a particular country.
又或者咧，當一個人想成為某一個國家嘅公民嘅時候，最後嗰一步咧？
Is to swear or affirm an oath of allegiance.
最後嗰一步咧，就要向國家發誓，一生去效忠於國家嘅。
In doing so, you are making a public commitment to the country and accepting the responsibilities and privileges of citizenship.
因為你喺咁做嘅時候咧，你係公開嘅宣佈緊你要向呢個國家效忠，並且咧去接受你作為一個公民嘅權利與義務。
In 2003, the British government introduced the requirement that all persons over 18 years of age.
喺2003年嘅時候咧，英國嘅政府已經開始係要求每一個十八歲以上嘅人咧
，who are applying for naturalisation or registration as a British citizen.
佢哋想入英籍嘅話
，must take a citizenship oath and pledge at a citizenship ceremony.
就喺呢一個入籍嘅典禮儀式嘅時候咧，必須要發誓。
So if we go along with the kind of interpretation that Jesus is forbidding his followers to take an oath of any form，
所以咧，如果假如我哋以為耶穌所講嘅咧就係無論乜嘢誓咧都唔可以發誓。
Then I think some of you wouldn't be able to become a British citizen.
如果係咁嘅話咧，你都唔能夠咧成為一個英國嘅公民啦。
Or that might imply that for those who did abide to this legal requirement，
又或者咧意思係，如果你真係要跟住呢個法律去做事嘅話
，You took an oath at a citizenship ceremony，
咁咧，你喺入席嘅典禮裏邊，你真係發誓。
You would fall under God's judgment.
咁係咪咁，你就會要面對神嘅審判呢？
Well, I'm sure you're smart enough to figure that this wouldn't be what Jesus is saying here.
咁我相信咧，你大家都心中有數啦。你知道咧，主耶穌一定唔係咁嘅意思。
The danger of keeping only the letter of the law.
所以我哋睇到咧，如果單單去遵守法律嘅條文白紙黑字嘅話咧。
Is that we miss out entirely the important spirit behind these statements.
我哋咧係會完全係唔明白呢啲説話背後嗰個真正嘅精髓。
Which are the actual concern of Jesus and of James.
呢個精髓先至係耶穌同埋雅各最關注嘅嘢。
I'm sure having studied the book of James together for almost half a year,
我同大家讀咗雅各書咧近乎半年啦。
We'd have developed a bit of a detective's mind.
咁我相信我哋都已經培養咗多少嘅偵探嘅頭腦。
We'll not be content with the superficial.
我哋咧唔會滿足於表面。
I always say in my sermon, let's get to the root of the problem.
我成日講到嘅時候都有講到，我哋要探討個根源。
So let's just press on and ask, what is the spirit, the lesson we are to learn from these words of Jesus?
所以我哋要繼續問嘅就係，咁主耶穌喺度嘅教訓，其實背後嘅精神係乜嘢呢？
And likewise in the verse that we are studying today, in James chapter 5 verse 12.
同樣道理咧，雅各書我哋今日要讀嘅聖經，嚇雅各呢段説話嘅精神又係乜嘢呢？
Well, we already see that James was referring to Jesus' words in Matthew 5.
我哋已經知道啦，雅各嘅説話其實佢腦海裏邊係諗緊耶穌嘅説話。
So let us look closely at Jesus' words here.
現在咧，我哋小心嘅去再睇清楚耶穌嘅説話。
So back to Matthew chapter 5.
翻去馬太福音五章。
Notice when Jesus says, "Make no oath at all." Immediately, what follow are the words, "Either by heaven, or by earth, or by Jerusalem, or even by your head."
咁喺34節咧，主耶穌就話咧，什麼誓都不可起，不可指著天起誓，又唔可以指著神嘅座位起誓，亦都唔可以指著耶路撒冷起誓等等。
So what's the significance of these sequences?
咁依幾段嘅説話，依幾組嘅説話咧，有咩意思嘅呢？
Well, to save time, I'll give you a hint.
為咗節省時間咧，我俾大家個線索。
While you keep your finger on this page, let's turn to the end of Matthew chapter 23.
大家留翻呢一版，夾住呢一版，然之後我哋咧就翻去馬太福音
chapter 23,
23章。
We won't be reading line by line, but we can quickly scan through the passage starting from verse 16.
我哋唔會逐節讀啦，我哋只係從16節開始讀起。
So chapter 23 of Matthew.
馬太福音23章16節。
Notice the words it says, "Whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obligated." Then in verse 18 it says, "Whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing. But whoever swears by the offering upon it, he is obligated."
第16節咧就講到耶穌就講到你們這瞎眼領路的有禍了。你們說凡指著殿起誓的，這算不得什麼；只是凡指著殿中金子起誓的，他就該謹守。跟住我哋跳到第18節，你們又說凡指著壇起誓的，這算不得什麼；只是凡指著壇上禮物起誓的，他就該謹守。
And notice verse 21, it then says, "And he who swears by the temple,swears both by the temple and by him who dwells within it." And 22, "And he who swears by heaven swears both by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it."
请留意21至22节。21节，人指着殿起誓，就是指着殿和那住在殿里的起誓；人指着天起誓，就是指着神的宝座和那坐在上面的起誓。
So what clue can we pick up by comparing these two texts in Matthew?
所以比較一下馬太福音呢兩段聖經嘅時候，俾到我哋乜嘢嘅提示呢？
Jesus, when dealing with the matter of taking oaths, was in fact addressing a deeper problem that was common at the time.
当主耶稣是讲紧呢个发誓呢件事嘅时候，其实咧佢系想提出当时嘅社会一个更严重嘅问题。
Some Jewish religious leaders were teaching that some oaths did not really count。
当时有一啲犹太嘅宗教领袖咧，佢哋教人咧就咁讲，佢哋讲到有一啲誓言咧系唔算数嘅。
They added many extra criteria to determine if an oath was binding or not.
他們自己呢，擅自加了很多額外的一些準則，去決定啊，哪一個誓言呢，是有約束性，哪一種誓言呢，是沒有約束性。
That's human nature, isn't it? We are smart to think of ways to give room to ourselves.
這個就是人性了，人性是很聰明的，很狡猾的，去俾到自己有多空間可以有條後路。
Yeah, so well, in case we want to draw back from a certain oath, then or we just use a particular oath formula.
即係萬一咧，某人咧係想有走翻轉頭收回自己嘅發誓咧，咁都佢都有條路，有條後路走。
So in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus had to emphatically warn the believers.
咁所以喺馬太福音第五章咧，耶穌咧，就要好強調咁樣去警告當時嘅信徒。
Not to make an oath by heaven, earth, Jerusalem, or by your head or whatsoever.
唔好以指著天起誓，唔可以指著地起誓，唔可以指著耶路撒冷起誓，亦都唔可以指著自己嘅頭起誓。
But simply let your word be yes, yes, or no, no.
只係簡單地講是就說是，不是就說不是。
That is to say, Jesus is more concerned about the spirit, the attitude behind a person who's taking oath.
即係話咧，耶穌所關注嘅咧，係一個發誓嘅人佢內心嘅態度。
If a person is truly honest and truthful,
假如一個人佢真係誠實同埋誠信嘅話
，when he says yes, then that will always be a yes.
當佢話是嘅時候，咁一定係會是。
And similarly, when he says no, it's a no.
當佢話不嘅時候，就一定係不。
So there's no need for any oath, is there?
如果係咁嘅時候，根本就唔需要發誓。
His very word is binding in itself.
佢嘅説話本身啊，就係一諾千金。
His word is as good as an oath.
佢嘅所講嘅説話就好似發誓一樣咁重要。
Because he is going to do what he says.
因為咧，佢講咗，佢就一定會去做。
And this is the type of person God is looking for.
神所揾緊嘅就係呢一種嘅人。
In chapter 23, verse 16, we just read.
剛才
sorry, we didn't read verse 23, but in chapter 16, if we quickly look at it, in verse 23.
如果我哋想睇下馬太福音十六章嘅廿三節。
Oh, I'm too sorry. It should be the other way. Yeah, 23, chapter 23, verse 16. Sorry about the confusion.
應該係咧馬太福音廿三章廿三節。
It mentioned about several other qualities of being the weightier provisions of the law.
23節咧就提到咧有幾種嘅生命嘅素質、生命嘅美德。咁呢一啲嘅美德咧係更加重要嘅。
And these are justice and mercy and faithfulness.
呢啲咧就係公義、憐憫、信實。
And Jesus goes on to say, these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others.
主耶穌繼續講嘅就係呢啲嘢係好重要，你哋應當去行，唔可以唔行。
So can you see that Jesus is turning our focus back to what is inside, not just the external act?
大家睇到嘛？耶穌再一次嘅咧，要帶翻我哋去事情嘅精神啊，係裏邊嘅態度，唔係外表嘅點樣做。
And that also reminds us of what James says, we should be a keeper of the whole law.
就正如雅各都所講嘅咧，就係我哋要遵守全律法。
So we can see that God is very concerned about justice and mercy.
所以我哋睇到神咧係好關注公義、憐憫。
That's why in James chapter 5, for example,
咁所以咧喺馬太福喺雅各書第五章咧
，like the passages we studied previously, James exhorted us to always fulfill the royal law of loving others as ourselves。
我哋之前讀過聖經裏邊咧，雅各亦都係鼓勵我哋咧要去遵守 愛人如己呢條至尊嘅律法。
We are to never deal falsely or deceitfully with others.
我哋咧唔可以欺騙欺詐別人
，especially the poor and the oppressed.
尤其是嗰啲窮嘅同埋被欺壓嘅人。
So that's it, justice and mercy. And faithfulness is what this section is dealing with in particular.
咁呢個咧就係公義同埋憐憫啦。而信實咧就係今日我哋要讀嘅聖經要講解嘅。
Faithfulness, our integrity, honesty, and truthfulness.
信實咧，其實就係一個為人要正直、要誠實、要有誠信。
Faithfulness to keep our words.Even without an external act of taking an oath.
即使啊，唔去开口去发誓都好，个心都要系坚持要去守诺言嘅。
Jesus is saying that there should be commitment and trustworthiness even in our speech.
耶稣喺度讲咧，就系我哋必须要承诺，就要我哋嘅说话都要系信得过嘅。
If I say yes, I commit myself to doing what I said I would do.
如果我講到係嘅話咧，即是，我就一就係、是、意思就係我會堅守我嘅承諾，我會做嘅。
If I say no, I refrain from doing what I said I wouldn't do。
如果我話到不嘅時候咧，我就係唔會去做。我講咗唔做就會唔做。
So no vow is needed。
所以根本係唔需要發誓。
But we have to be very careful to perform what goes out from our lips。
我哋咧開口。有咩出我哋嘅口嘅咧？我哋係要好小心。
And when you think about it, for someone to be able to do this,
但我哋諗一下，一個人能夠做到咁嘅話咧
，His character must be first transformed by God.
佢嘅性情啊，必須首先去被神改變。
Such that he always means what he says and always do what he says he'll do.
好讓咧，佢講嘅嘢咧就係算數嘅。
And this is like what Jesus said in Luke, you don't have to flip open to it.
就好似耶穌喺路加福音嗰度講到嘅，大家唔需要翻啦。
The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks.
善人從他心裏所存的善就發出善來，惡人從他心裏所存的惡就發出惡來。因為心裡所充滿的，口裡就說出來。
So whether he can say yes and is a yes, no is a no, it has to do with his heart, how he is like as a person.
所以一個人如果能夠講是就說是，不是就說不是嘅時候咧，佢一定係即係同要同佢嘅內心嘅世界有關嘅。
Do we have a heart that loves and is committed only to the truth?
我哋有冇一種態度咧，就係？我哋係愛真理，同埋只係去愛真理。
Do you see the importance of having truthfulness as governing both our relationship with God and with others?
大家會唔會睇得到啊？無論係同神嘅關係，或者彼此之間同人嘅關係，誠信都係好重要嘅。
John tells us one characteristic of the devil.
喺約翰咧同我哋講。
Is that the devil is a liar and the father of lies?
約翰咧就話俾我哋聽，嗰個魔鬼啊，佢本身就係説謊嘅人，佢係説謊人之父。
So if we say something and we don't do it, that's actually a lie, isn't it?
所以如果我哋講咗啲嘢唔算數，又冇去做嘅話，咁又本身就係一個説謊啦。
And do you see the seriousness of it? You're taking side with the devil.
大家睇到個嚴重性嗎？如果你咁做嘅話，就好似站在魔鬼那邊。
No wonder James has to stress the importance and warns us so emphatically.
唔怪得咧，雅各係咁鄭重咁樣去警告我哋。
He warns us that our speech should be absolutely truthful and trustworthy.
佢警告我哋咧，就係我哋嘅言語啊，必須係要有誠信。
So that we may not fall under judgment.
好讓我哋唔會跌入我哋唔會面對審判。
Just as patience and endurance is a matter of life and death, as Albert said last week, a few weeks ago.
就正如咧 ，Albert 咧幾個禮拜前咧講到，忍耐堅忍啊，係生死攸關嘅事情。
In light of the coming judgment, especially.
尤其是咧，係到末世嘅時候。
Let us not forget what James is saying here.
但我哋又唔好忘记雅各喺度讲紧乜嘢。
In chapter 5, he says, "But above all."
喺第五章，佢讲到最要紧的事。
So it looks like truthfulness, commitment, and faithfulness.
就系诚实啦，诚信啦，忠诚啦。
As manifested in our speech.
吓，就系通过我哋嘅言语嚟到表达出嚟。
This is also a matter of life and death.
呢几方面呢，亦都系生死攸关嘅事情嚟嘅。
Because it just shows how we are like inside our inner qualities, our character.
因为咧系表现得到我哋嘅内心系一个咩嘅为人。
So let us ponder about this. What do we see in ourselves and those around us?
让我哋一齐谂下，我哋睇到自己系一个点样嘅人呢？或者我哋周围嘅人系一个点样嘅人呢？
More often than not, people one moment say yes, and the next moment they say no.
好多时候咧，好多人呢一秒咧就话是，下一秒咧就讲不。
Just look at all the young people dating. You know, one moment they say, "Oh, I love you," you know, "I'll even die for you," but the next moment they just break up.
就好似少年人、年青人咧拍拖咁啦，佢依一刻咧就话我爱你啊，下一刻咧就要分手啦。
So who can we trust?
咁究竟边个可以值得信赖咧？
We can't even trust ourselves sometimes.
我哋有时啊，连自己都信过。
Just think about all the promises we've made, the New Year resolutions that had already gone down the drain over the years.
就正如咧，我哋系新年啊，许嘅愿望啊，新年嘅大计咧，但系好多时候咧都变成石沉大海。
We don't keep our words.
我哋讲咗嘅嘢唔算数嘅。
We have all promised to do something, and then not being able to keep the promise, haven't we?
我哋咧都有过。承諾咗一啲嘢，但係冇去守諾言。
But some people even make a promise when they have no intention to do it.
但有啲人咧，其實咧本身一開始都冇諗住去守諾言噶啦，但係咧點都承諾咗一啲嘢。
Or another case is that they make a promise, they intend to do it, but with all the good intention, they never do it because they always find an excuse.
但有另一種情況咧，就係有啲人。應承咗一啲嘢，佢係打算去做嘅，但係因為唔同嘅原因咧，就永遠都冇做到。
Which type of person are we?
Sorry.
But which type of person are we?
究竟我哋係邊一種嘅人呢
？I hope none of the above.
我希望我以上所講嘅都唔係你。
Jesus, a great example.
主耶穌自己就係一個好大嘅、好好嘅榜樣。
Being God's ultimate representative.
因為佢係一個神嘅最大嘅代表。
Who lives out and manifests God's character.
佢係完全係能夠活出表現到神嘅性情。
All his life has set a good example for us.
佢嘅一整生都係為我哋立咗好嘅榜樣。
That's why he has the authority to command his followers to also follow his footsteps.
之所以呢，佢係有權啊，去命令佢嘅跟從者去跟從佢嘅腳蹤。
To let our yes be yes and no be no.
就让我哋嘅是就说是，不是就说不是。
Whether there's a vow or no vow at all，
发唔发誓都系唔重要。
师母啊，
嗯，
我讲俾你听，我讲几句俾你听啊。
嗯，
而家咧，牧师师母有进步咯。
嗯，
嗰啲十几岁嗰啲咧，就行出嚟听我，地摆咧好阔，做牧师师母咯。啱唔啱講啊？
伯母多謝你，啱啊！你哋聽唔聽得明伯母講嘅乜嘢啊？嚇，伯母咧可能喺度又係佢對神嘅熱心啊！嚇，伯母嘅觀察係好好，個心意好好。牧師師母老啦，嚇嗱，嗰啲後生嘅要上啦嚇，聽唔聽到嚇 ？OK。
上次咧，我洗禮咧，
嗯，
我好快噶。三個至到四個禮拜我就洗禮噶啦，因為我聽牧師師母講啊，講到我又記得啊，咁我咪快脆洗禮咯。我八字咩嘢？牧師教我，我洗禮嗰陣時我行經俾牧師道，我發誓噶，我發過誓嚟洗禮噶，
多謝伯母。 好多謝伯母鼓勵大家嚇。
Yeah, Auntie is saying that she actually made a vow before God when she received her baptism. So I think God's Spirit is moving her heart to, yeah, also encourage especially young people in our midst to respond to God. She said it only took her 3 to 4 weeks to decide to be baptized. Yeah. So yeah, she's hoping that we will all respond to God as well.
我私人係冇讀過書，我一字都唔識過。我身累我記得，牧師講到我記得，師母講到我記得，咁咯。
So even though I have not studied, like I'm illiterate, but whatever Pastor or Sister Olive taught me, I remember very well in my heart.
跟下咧，有兩個人咧準備上洗禮，我阿衞神保佑佢早啲洗禮。好好人噶，個個禮拜食飯。看住我兩個老人家噶，都流流火兩個老人家噶，坐堅嚟噶。
好啊，伯母，多謝你。咁咧，我相信神一定會聽你嘅祈禱，又多謝你同大家分享。咁我哋咧都要跟伯母嘅榜樣啊，伯母幾勇敢嚇，即係都唔使輪到佢講道，佢有嘢就講噶啦嚇。咁啊，好多謝伯母嚇。
唔使多謝，緊 OK
咯
喎。
OK。
OK。
嗱 OK 啦嚇，洗禮啦嚇。
Yeah, we can really see what is a living example speaking out what is in there in her heart.
係啦，即係神咧一直都喺伯母嘅心中咧係好多好多好多時候教佢嘅，好多時候都會教佢嘅。
師母去我屋企啊。幫我講聖經啊！師母教我，我記得啊！師母，
伯母好好記性嘅，仲好記性過我。
So every time when Sister Olive goes to teach Auntie Bible, she always treasure God's word in her heart, so she remembers.
咁啊，伯母，咁我哋繼續講埋聖經咯喎，好冇？多謝你嚇，多謝神嚇，多謝神。
Yeah, it's encouraging because her hearing is not that good, but looks like she's following very well. She knows that we're talking about vowels.
似乎伯母咧，雖然聽力唔係幾好啦嚇，但係咧，佢好似都咁上下都知道我哋講緊關於發誓嘅事情。
So why is God so real in Auntie's life, but maybe not so real in your life?
咁點解啊？神喺伯母心裏咧係咁真實，但喺我哋某些人心中又唔係咁真實呢
？Let us turn open to 2 Corinthians chapter 1。
咁我哋咧就睇下哥林多後書一章
，verses 19 to 20，
十九至到二十節。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 19 to 20。
哥林多后书一章十九至到二十节。
For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through him that we say the Amen to the glory of God.
因为我和西拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督，总没有是而又非的，在他只有一事。神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以藉着他也都是实在，叫神因我们得荣耀。
The beauty of this passage we just read，
刚才这段圣经嘅美麗嘅地方咧，就係
lies in the fact that because of God's unchanging character，
就係因為神佢嘅性情係不變嘅。
Because He's faithful in all His promises to us，
因為佢起咗，佢應承咗我哋嘅嘢咧，佢係會遵守。
We can be bold to respond to Him，
我哋咧就可以好大膽、好放膽嘅去向佢回應啦。
How do we respond to Him？
我哋點樣向神回應呢？
Do we always say yes to him?
我哋会唔会经常同神讲是
？Is that how you read your Bible?
你係咪咁樣讀聖經嘅呢？
When you read God's word, do you apply it to your lives and always say, "Yes, Lord, I'm your servant, I'm your child, I'm here to do your will"?
你讀聖經嘅時候，你係咪存一種態度就係、是、好啊，神，我係你嘅兒女，我會跟住你嘅意思做。
And yes, Lord, I know this is what you say, and you are going to do it. You're going to make it true in my life.
你會同神講係啊，神啊，我sorry.
Yes, you are going to do it. You're going to fulfill these promises in my life.
係啊，神，你會你應承咗嘅嘢，你係會做嘅。你會你嘅諾言係會兑現嘅。
So just like what Jill Ma says, always remember God's word and claim His word.Because you're always ready to respond to Him.
就正如阿伯母頭先所講啦，嚇要記住神嘅説話，平日向神咧去回應。
If you're willing to endeavor to make every effort to live out God's word.
咁如果你係盡力嘅去向神回應嘅話呢
？I'm sure you'll experience this verse that every promise of God is going to be a yes in Christ, and it's going to be in your life as well.
我相信你一定會經歷到依節聖經，就係咧，你神俾你嘅承諾係會成真嘅。
So because of time, I think I'll have to conclude today's message.
因為時間關係咧，我都要結束今日嘅信息啦。
I hope that through the study of James chapter 5 verse 12.
咁我今日希望藉住講解雅各書五章十二節咧。
And referring it back to the source from Jesus' teaching, Matthew 5.
又參考翻依段聖經嘅來源，就係主耶穌講嘅馬太福音嘅第五章咧。
We can understand that first there is judgment.
咁我哋起碼第一要明白到嘅就係、是、係會有審判嘅。
And even our words are going to be accountable to God.
我哋嘅每一句説話都要向神交代嘅。
As the famous German theologian Bonhoeffer says,
正如一個好出名嘅作家，佢叫做彭霍費爾。
The disciple is called to be light even in his word.
佢喺本書裏邊，佢寫到一個門徒啊，係被神呼召，係要成為光嘅，即使係喺個説話上都要成為光。
So I hope that all of us will learn from today onwards.That every word that comes out of our mouth, like it's not rash, like we keep our promise. If it's a yes, then it's a yes. If it's a no, then it's a no.
咁我希望今日大家學到嘅咧，就係我哋要守諾言。如果我哋講嘅是就要是，不是就要不是。
Oh, and that's another important reminder, especially to young people.
還有咧，也對，尤其是對少年人咧，有另外一個嘅提醒。
Because as we saw from today's message.It's not just about our words, but it's about how we are like as a person.
因為咧，見我哋今日所講嘅，其實唔係淨係單單講我哋嘅出口嘅説話係點講，而係咧多啲係同我哋內心嘅態度。
Whether we are someone who is committed to what we say.
我哋係咪一種人係會守諾言嘅咧
？Whether we are trustworthy.
我哋會唔會係一種有誠信嘅人咧？
So I see a lot of young people like never having the courage to give a definite answer.
因為咧，我遇過好多嘅年青人咧，佢哋咧從來都冇勇氣咧去俾一個好肯定嘅答案嘅。
When you invite them to some events like a church or yeah gatherings,
譬如咧，你邀請佢哋咧去參加一個聚會啊，去教會啊。
One of the responses I hear most often.
咁我經常其實聽到嘅其中一種嘅回應咧，就係咁嘅。
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know whether something will pop up. Like I can't promise.
係啦，唉，我唔知啊，我唔知會唔會有事㗎，可能忽然間會有事㗎。
Yeah, I'll see. I'll let you know.
啊，我到時睇下點啦，我遲啲話俾你知啦。
So there are two possibilities. Either that person actually doesn't want to come, so he's making excuses.
嗱，呢種反應咧有兩個可能性咧，一係咧就係佢唔想嚟嘅，咁佢就喺度揾緊藉口。
Or it's just because he doesn't want to make a commitment。
又或者咧，佢只係因為咧，佢唔想去做任何嘅承諾。
Because what if something does come up and he also wants to go, then he has a way to make an escape easily。
因為萬一咧，佢真係有一啲事情，佢好想去嘅，好想做嘅，咁佢就起碼咧可以有條後路走
But let us learn to be a person. When we decide to do something, we stick to it, we work our schedule around it.
但讓我們呢，去成為一種的人，就是我們想做那件事，我們真的要去落實承諾的去做。
If we see the importance or value of it,
假如我們見到那件事的重要性和它的價值，
then we would do it at all costs.
我們就會不惜一切呢，不惜一切的代價呢，會去做的。
So this is just one example that came to my mind that I would like to share with you.
這個就是我經過我腦海我想起的一個例子了，就想跟大家分享。
So because of time, I must end here.
咁因為時間關係咧，我要喺度結束。
So can I please invite Sister Olive to pray for us?
咁咧，我哋一齊祈禱。